I'm Dan Klefstad with Illinois News. An estimated 24 tornadoes struck central Illinois over the weekend. Governor Bruce Rauner visited Taylorville yesterday to survey the aftermath.
We'll see whether the level of devastation rises to a level where any federal assistance is possible. We don't know at this point. We don't know whether the same will be done for the state. We're encouraging everybody to keep all receipts and measure any financial cost at all. We want to collect all that information so we can maximize the potential for reimbursement.
Estimates indicate 100 homes and businesses sustained damage. About 20 people were injured. The tornado was on the ground for around 10 miles before it thundered through Taylorville. The National Weather Service was able to warn residents 41 minutes before it struck. Chris Miller, a meteorologist at the Weather Service's Lincoln office, says that warning gave people critical time to take cover. There were no fatalities in Illinois, but one person died in Missouri. In other news, Illinois prison inmates will continue to pay $5 for medical and dental visits after the legislature tried and failed to get rid of the fee last week. Mary Hansen has more.
Prison reform advocates wanted to eliminate the copay, saying it deterred inmates from seeking needed treatment. Jennifer Volenkatz with the John Howard Association, a Chicago-based advocacy group, says $5 can represent a big portion of inmates' income.
Incarcerated people realistically, reasonably, don't have a whole lot of confidence in the treatment they're going to receive, and they have to wonder if it's worth that expenditure when they have so little money available to them.
A recent report from court-appointed experts found that poor medical care led to preventable deaths in Illinois prisons. The report is part of an ongoing class action lawsuit over prison health care. Backers say there'll be another move to eliminate the copay next spring. I'm Mary Hansen.
Michigan is the first Midwestern state to allow marijuana for more than medical purposes. On November 6th, voters by a wide margin endorsed recreational use by people who are at least 21. The move comes 10 years after voters there approved marijuana to alleviate the effects of certain illnesses. And a 1,000-pound cheesecake will roll out tonight at Illinois' 200th birthday celebration at the Grand Ballroom at Chicago's Navy Pier. There are still a few tickets left. The event will celebrate the bicentennial of Illinois' recognition as the 21st state in the Union. Illinois celebrities and contributors from all walks of life will attend the event, hosted by NPR's Bill Curtis. I'm Dan Klefstad.
I'm Jennifer Fuller. Four members of SIU's debate team are headed to the most impressive stage for college debating. They're set to compete at the World University Debating Championships over winter break. SIUC coach Todd Graham, who's also known as the America's Debate Coach, says his team will learn a lot beyond the competition.
All of my previous debaters that have had this experience, from when we debated in Vancouver, Thessaloniki, Berlin, Cork, Ireland, those are the four that we've been to, all of my debaters said to a person, it was the experiences outside the debate, talking to the debaters from other countries, that really gained them the knowledge and the insight, and that was the most valuable. They left the World Championships as a completely different person.
The World University Debating Championships feature more than 800 debaters representing 90 different countries. The competition will be December 28th through January 3rd in Cape Town, South Africa. Collecting baseball cards is a tradition for baseball fans dating back to the late 1880s. A recently released book illustrates the emergence of baseball cards in cigarette packs in the 19th century and how they evolved into the industrialization of the country. The book, entitled Game Faces, Early Baseball Cards from the Library of Congress. I'm Jennifer Fuller.